Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. My name is Ivory and I am your host, and I am so glad you are here. I want to wish you a very, very happy new year, and I am so honored to be here with you. Whether this is your first time listening or you've been walking with me for this past year, I just want to celebrate as we step into a brand new season. I want us to slow down though for a moment, not rush into goals or resolutions, but to reflect on what God has already done, because reflection builds faith and faith prepares us for what's next. So before we came into 2026, my word for 2025 was yield. And it was rooted in Isaiah 64:8, which says, "Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." There's something that the Lord taught me about yielding in the last year. My sister happens to be a potter. She makes beautiful mugs, plates, pots, jars. Check her out at Throwin' Mama Pottery. She's incredible. And as a potter, I've witnessed her have a beautiful vision for the clay that she's about to work. But for the clay to become what she intends it to be, it must yield to her hands. And it's no different from me being in my potter's hands with the Lord. And so I've learned this year that yielding isn't passive. It's not weakness. It's literal trust. Last year, I had to yield to fear. I had to yield to insecurity. I had to yield to not having all the answers and still moving in faith. And friends, that yielding led me to do things I would have never done, hear me, if I waited until I felt ready. It led me to start this podcast, which our 1 year anniversary is tomorrow. And I'm standing in awe of all that God has done with a year of saying yes and yielding to what was a little bit scary and intimidating, and seeing to where He has me now. It also led me to keep sharing my story. It opened the door for me to say yes to spaces and conversations and opportunities that I might have previously turned down. Listen, I didn't have clarity for every step, but I trusted the Lord to meet me in the movement. And friends, He was a faithful potter, and I am standing in awe. So started out the year in faith, was just continuing to move with Radiate Life Coaching, continuing to move as a mom, continuing to move forward as a wife. And then in the summer, He downloaded something so powerful. It was truly a sacred moment. And He brought to life the Radiate Soul Care Program. He just dropped it in my spirit. Literally, I was sitting in the movies with my kids and the Holy Spirit's like, "I want you to do a program." And I'm like, "All right, Lord, well, what would this program need and what would it need to have?" And I just started writing all of this down. And in the movies, God birthed it. I walked out of the movies with this program. And He spoke to me something so clearly to my heart. I heard the Holy Spirit whisper, "I need the church to be a hospital again, a place where people don't just sit and serve, but where they come for healing and to be made whole, where their wounds can be tended, where lies are uprooted, where souls are restored." And He told me that this program would be part of that. So once again, I had to move in faith, push back fear, and believe that God would fill the gaps where I felt I lacked. And friends, I have to testify. I want to take a few minutes and share word for word what participants have shared about their experience. And this is why we say yes to our Abba, to our Father God. So an individual participant shared this: "This program is a roller coaster ride of emotions, revelations, and heartwarming confirmations that will lead you to the most freedom and transformation you have ever had in your Christian life. Ivory and Denise are two of the most spirit-led leaders I have had the blessing of being mentored by, and they will gently but strongly walk with you as you break down walls, weed lies, or whatever stuckness is keeping you from experiencing the Lord's love and joy in your life. be prepared for the Holy Spirit to move radically. Another shared warning, your life can be forever changed in the best possible way. I recommend getting in there deep down and just let all the bad out. No need to hang on to it. Just try something different and keep going with it. One of our group participants shared, the biggest benefit was the internal shift. I experienced a greater awareness, freedom, and compassion toward myself. It created space for the Holy Spirit to minister at the root. I find myself having goals and dreams that were not present before I participated in this program. And another shared, I now have great tools to use when the lies in my head start to creep in and I feel confident the Holy Spirit will keep reminding me of His truth. You guys, I read that and my eyes well up with tears. What? Only God. And that's simply because I said, yes, look, I am not anyone special. I am just a girl who loves Jesus, who wants other people to experience His love and be set free because He died so we could be. So one of the questions that I asked the participants was, what is soul care? Because this is a new concept. And I love what one of them shared. They said, soul care is the intentional, spirit-led cultivation of the inner life, allowing God to heal wounds, uproot lies, restore truth, and realign the soul to His design. It's not passive rest. It's a partnership with the Lord. And honestly, I'm undone. I am standing in awe of what God done. Every person that sat in front of me for this program left fully changed. It wasn't without grief. It wasn't without hard points, but who they see themselves as and the work that they allowed God to do by just showing up is proof to why we yield. So as the Lord was kind of closing this year out, He made it very clear. He was like, Ivory, I'm inviting you to something deeper. I'm about to celebrate my 40th birthday. There's just a lot coming. And the Lord was like, I want you to do a 40-day fast. And I'm like, God, that's a lot. It's asking a lot, Jesus, right? My flesh was really, really feeling like that was a lot. And He's like, I want you to eat one meal a day and intentionally seek my face for the upcoming year. And so I was like, all right, Lord. And I obeyed, I yielded. And during that time, He revealed something really tender. So as I started last year, I was navigating some health stuff and we would come to find out in the early part of last year that I was misdiagnosed. And what I was dealing with was just a complication of something that I've been diagnosed with from earlier on in my life. And it was really hard. And so this year I was really wrestling with like taking care of my body and eating good and just feeling motivated. So as I was going through this fast and I was sitting with the Lord one morning, I was journaling and I came across this verse. It was Psalms 127. And the first part says, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. And I was so struck by that because the Lord was like, your body is my house and you have not been letting me build it. And I was like, whoa, Lord, okay. I didn't realize I was living with self-hate towards my body, that self-criticism and resentment and grief was moving me into self-sabotage to the point where I wasn't motivated to eat healthy food because why? My body doesn't work for me anyways. If you would have asked if that's how I felt, I would have been like, no, oh my word, my body has carried me through. It's helped me. But these were like the deep soul ugh that was going on. And the Lord was like, baby girl, you gotta let me build your house because those that build it without me labor in vain. And God's like, will you let me build your house? Your body carries your soul. It houses my spirit. It is my dwelling place. And He invited me to let Him be the builder of my house. And so this year, you're going to hear me sharing more about the Stronger Collective because it's this beautiful community of women who are following Jesus. who are putting intentional time into building their bodies to house and be the temple that God's called them to be. And in January, I'm kind of leading the charge by focusing on renewing our minds, because what we're thinking about our bodies, what we're thinking about who we are, really do impact how we show up and what our bodies look like and how we care for our bodies and all of that. Are we honoring them as temples or treating them as enemies? So I want to ask you some gentle questions that may give you confirmation that this community could be something that you would benefit from. How do you currently see your body? Do you view it as a problem to fix or a temple to tend? What would change if you believed your body was God's dwelling place? What limiting beliefs would that hit up against that you're believing and still moving from that maybe aren't true, maybe aren't who God says you are? What might self-criticism be masquerading as discipline? Sit with this, ladies and gentlemen, not for condemnation, but just curiosity so you can come to the truth. And if you're feeling called to that, I'd love for you to go into the show notes and join us. The link is there for you to sign up to become a participant in the Stronger Collective. And it's not just about strengthening your body. It's about just doing something, just creating good habits, shifting those mindsets so you can experience wholeness, not only in your soul, but also in your body. So God is downloading this to me. I am like, what is happening? Honestly, that has so shifted how I struggle with my emotional eating, because I'm like, wait, I don't want to eat that. I don't want to overeat. I don't want to do this thing because it's going to damage God's temple. And I need to be whole and filled and ready for service so I can be all that God's called me to be. And I want that for you as well. So praying over that, right? Wrestling through these things. God is just revealing, healing, giving me strategy for where we're going next year. And as I was praying over 2026, I took Thanksgiving break off because y'all, when my kids are home, mama's home still. That's my first ministry, my first priority. So we were organizing our house, just getting rid of things, decluttering, cleaning. And I came across this graphic that I had gotten at a women's conference years ago. And the verse was Psalms 147:5. And it says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." And I'm going to break this down for you in the Hebrew because it is so powerful. So great in the Hebrew is gadol. And this word means vast, immense, and beyond measure. It's not just big, it's uncontainable. So when scriptures say God is gadol, it's saying he cannot be minimized, reduced, or boxed in. What? Then when we read our Lord, this Hebrew word is Adoneinu, and this is intimate and relational, not just a Lord, our Lord, my Lord, your Lord, the one who leads, who covers, and who shepherds. And then when it says he's mighty in power, this is Rav Koach. And Rav means abundant, overflowing, more than enough. And Koach is strength, power, capacity to act. So this isn't restrained power. This is overflowing, active strength, power that moves, creates, and sustains. And then when it says understanding, it's the word tivuna. And this word goes deeper than knowledge. It means discernment, insight, wise perception. This is God seeing beneath the surface. He understands not just what you're facing, but why, how, and what it's producing in you. And then when it says without limit, without number, it's ein mispar. Ein is no, none, without, and mispar is number, measurement, or count. This literally means uncountable, not measurable, not trackable, not limited. So you could say this verse if you kind of took all these meanings and put them together like this. Our Lord is vast beyond measure, overflowing in power, and his understanding is uncountable without limit. Whew. So this means for me, and what God was uncovering and revealing through this word, is that if I am walking with a limitless God, I need to ask myself, where have I been living small? Where have I been living limited? Ooh, y'all, that better preach to your whole soul. It's preaching to mine. So this next year, I heard the Holy Spirit whisper, the only limits you deal with are the ones you put in front of you or the ones you allow other people to put on you. Because if I am limitless and I live within you, then what might be possible? So my word for 2026 is limitless. And this is an invitation, not just for me, but for you. What would it look like to live this year as though we are limitless? Because our Abba, our Father, is limitless. Jesus, our Shepherd, is limitless. And the Holy Spirit that dwells within us is limitless when we are followers of Jesus and we've given our lives to Him. I'm not sure what it's going to look like, but you know what? We will discover it together. And one thing the Lord is showing me is that all He's asking me of in this yes to limitless is to abide and then obey. He's taught me all about yielding and leaning in. And this year it's all about, okay, yield, keep yielding, because the yielding is going to produce what comes when you abide and when you obey, and then nothing will stand in your way. So I'd love to hear, did the Lord give you a word for the year? Listen, DM me at Radiate Life Coaching on Facebook or Instagram and tell me your word or theme for 2026. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to celebrate with you. So as we're moving with this thought into 2026, y'all, I'm telling you, my flesh was a little angry when God gave me this word, because I'm like, yikes, Lord, what are you going to ask me to do? And He's like, I'm not going to ask you to do anything that you're going to have to do by yourself. How beautiful is that? Thank you, Lord. So with that, we have some really exciting things coming in 2026. We're going to be having multiple groups, which will be offered in virtual settings and also an in-person setting for those who are local. And then we're also going to be doing individual Radiate Soul Care programs for people that are coming this spring and even in the fall. And you can find all the details at www.radiatesoulcareprogram.com. And if you're not following us online yet, listen, fam, you're going to want to. We've got some special offers coming up and surprises coming your way. So keep an eye out. And in addition, I want you to stay connected so you can know when we launch our YouTube channel. Yes, we are launching on YouTube where you can watch all of the episodes and engage even more deeply. It's time for the world to start to come into awareness of what soul care is, of what we're doing here. And I think YouTube is just the next step to helping us reach more with the freedom and the wholeness that Jesus died so we could experience. Now we're getting ready to close, and I just want to thank you again so much for listening. But as we get ready to close, I want to pray over you. I want to just pray a blessing over you. I want to pray that the Lord will do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And I'm going to just pray as we move forward. Father God, we come before you with open hands and yielded hearts. Thank you for carrying us through another year. Thank you for what you've healed, for what you revealed, and for what you're still restoring. As we step into the new year, we ask, have your way. Lord, we break agreement with every false limit we've placed on ourselves. I ask, Holy Spirit, that even now you would begin to heal the places where fear, shame, self-doubt, unworth, not being loved, not having purpose, not being enough, have tried to define us. Lord, will you teach us to live as sons and daughters who trust your power and rest in your wisdom? Lord, we say yes to you. Yes to your leading. Yes to your healing. Yes to your restoration. Yes to a life that radiates your light. We ask, Lord, that you would move, that you would work, that we would experience you as the limitless God you are, that we lack nothing, that you came through the power of the Holy Spirit to fill the gaps that you want to heal and reveal and restore and give insight so every person listening under the sound of my voice can experience Jesus as the ultimate Savior who came so they would not have to bear the weight and the pain of the things that they may be carrying from the wounds of their soul. Help them to know that they can be free today, that they can be healed today. And may this be the launching pad of their greatest encounter with you as Lord and King. If they're listening and they don't know you, Jesus, I pray that they would come into awareness of who you are. God who became flesh to die so we could live. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I want to wish you once again a happy, happy new year. Let's focus on living without limits this year as we rise up and radiate in 2026. Blessings upon blessings to you. It's going to be a good one. Let's go get it. God bless you. Until next time.